Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Liesl van der Vest is coming in shortly to talk about the latest TikTok trend, which is Ozempic. We'll then speak to Stacey Wilson, who is a clinical technologist and specialist in reproductive biology, to talk about everything IVF. Stacey joins us at about 10 minutes to 5 this morning. Good morning, Liesl.
Good morning, Africa.
What is Ozempic?
Well, it is a big trend that's doing its rounds on TikTok at the moment. And it's the latest trend that has taken TikTok by storm. Clever use of names, Oats and Ozempic combined together. Now, we'll know that Ozempic is that diabetes drug that is doing its rounds. Everyone's saying it's a great weight loss medication. I'm telling you now, if you're going to use it, rather get a doctor's advice about it.
Except you can't get it without a prescription from a doctor, as far as I know.
That's absolutely correct. So Ozempic is a simple blend drink made from the following: half a cup of rolled oats, one cup of water, a dash of cinnamon, and a squeeze of lemon. And people are drinking this and saying that you can lose up to 5 to 10 kilograms a month. So myth or not, we're going to find out today.
Is that not too much weight to lose in a short space of time?
Absolutely. And of course, everyone's bodies are different. Everyone's routine is different. Everyone's intake is different. But Yaz, UK leading nutritionist Rhiannon Cambert, just telling us, is Ozempic a trend worth following and does it work? And this is from a leading nutritionist. So Yaz, the answer.
I think a lot of the claims have come from, obviously, on social media, a place where we don't have any data, any studies. It's all anecdotal, and what we don't know is someone's diet before they then started to introduce this drink. The first factor is a meal replacement. Now, if you reduce your calories and you're suddenly drinking a very small amount with a little bit of oats and some water, you're definitely going to be looking at a calorie deficit, which can result in body fat loss. The second factor is an introduction of oats could be beneficial for your health. If people include oats, it's a really good way to get slow-releasing energy, more of that healthy fiber for our guts. But when it comes to Ozempic and weight loss, I'm afraid there's no concrete evidence that this is a guaranteed weight loss tool. It really depends on your overall diet and your lifestyle.
That's UK leading nutritionist Rhiannon Cambert just talking about the Ozempic trend. So people on TikTok are sipping Ozempic to shed the kilos. Some claims it keeps them full the whole day thanks to the fiber content in the oats. But as experts say, it's a clever marketing for something that doesn't have any merit behind it. And as we heard there from UK leading nutritionist Rhiannon, it is just a gimmick, and you don't understand everyone's dietary needs and dietary requirements. So it might work for some, it might work for others. They say it's a quick weight loss tool, but we all know there is no magic solution.
There absolutely isn't. So we need to stress once again, if you are going to be taking Ozempic in any way, shape or form, be it in a
version of a smoothie of oats,
or whatever the case may be, you absolutely need to consult your doctor, because there are potential negative effects on it, right? A lot of them gastrointestinal.
Absolutely. And it all came around, I have to tell you. So everyone thinks that it's really great and you really should use the Ozempic, because Ozempic is out of stock. But what you don't realize is what so much, and if you're putting that along with another diet, or what these TikTok influencers are saying is that's all they're taking. It's only 140 calories a day. It's a great meal replacement, and it's a great one just to have twice a day, and then you're going to be full twice a day. But that's not a full nutritional meal that you should be having. So you could get anything from intestinal issues. You can get anything from not losing any weight, or losing that weight so quickly and putting it back on. So it's always important to know that extreme weight loss isn't recommended. Gradual weight loss, 1 kilo to 2 kilos a month, is ideal. There's no miracle drink that magically sheds pounds. I have to tell you, I did try it, not for the weight loss, just to taste it. And it's just an interesting take on a smoothie. The lime does overpower it a bit. But then once again, what's the difference between having a half a cup of oats, some water, cinnamon, some fruit, and everything else into a smoothie? And then you've got a jam-packed smoothie full of the right calories and nutrients, and that's going to keep you full as well. So if you consult a good nutritionist or a good dietitian, they can put something together that works for your body, for your physical needs and your requirements.
And that, I think, is the key. We are not poo-pooing the use of Ozempic or Ozempic for that matter. But what your body needs is unique and different from what Liesl needs and what Africa needs and what Barry and Condi and Tobela needs. So therefore, you need to know what it is that your body needs through consulting a healthcare professional. And only once that healthcare professional has said, well, this is what we should do going forward, do you then go ahead and use it.
Absolutely. But there is some potential benefits of having the oats because it's full of fiber. It does keep you fuller and satisfied for longer. It does put you in a calorie deficit if you are looking to get a little leaner. But as we are saying, the pros and the cautions outweigh the benefits. Rather get an expert opinion that will be able to assist you, because this week we're talking about Ozempic as the new diet trend and fitness and health trend. Next week we're going to talk about something else. So make sure that whatever information you're seeing online is by a verified source, by a verified nutritionist, dietitian, and you don't actually realize what the people are doing behind the scenes that are saying, okay, we're having the Ozempic, but what else is happening in their lives? Are they training 3 hours a day? Are they using any other medication? Are they on a special diet?
Are they eating something else?
Are they eating something else? Exactly. So this isn't a standalone one meal a day. This is great if you quickly want to get to the gym and you've got to eat something that's going to keep you a little fuller for longer. Ideal to go to, but not the ideal meal replacement. You need a little bit more. You need your protein in there. You need some fruit in there as well. So you need to really think this one through.
Completely unrelated, but Coachella, which happened this past weekend, was a damn squib, right? Is that what you say? Not squid, it's squib, I think. Anyway, whatever the English saying is. And one of the criticisms leveled against it is the fact that it's often filled with social media influencers who never even go to the music. They're literally just there to take photographs and videos or whatever the case may be, and then they leave.
Yes.
They're not actually there for the purpose of Coachella, which always has been the music. You go there to enjoy the incredible festival of music that has been put together.
No, it's now become this cool trend of fashion and lifestyle. So those are the only photos you see. I never see photos of the acts on the stage. I always just see the fashion and the statement pieces. And also, you're going to a music festival, you're in the dust, in the dirt. You cannot be wearing...
That's what you want to see, right?
Yes. I want to be seeing the bands. No one looks that perfect at a music festival at 10 o'clock in the evening or 5 o'clock in the afternoon after a full day of enjoying the music. No, impossible.
What's the one in the UK? Glastonbury, I think it's called. That always, there's a lot of rain, so there's mud. In fact, people wear wellies, Wellingtons, so you might be glammed up on top, but you're not wearing heels or wedges. You're wearing wellies because you are literally trudging on mud and grass. And I'm going, that's what I want to see, because
those are the real festival photos.
Exactly.
But this is the thing, that's the authenticness. We are not seeing that authenticness, and I know where you're going with this. We see Coachella, we only see these beautiful photos of people looking amazing, but what you don't see behind the scenes is quickly touching up the makeup, fixing up, and the glam squad that's there. And it's the same with what we're seeing on social media when it comes to weight loss and diets and influencers. It's not realistic and it's not sustainable. So just remember that everyone is different, everyone is unique, and everyone has the potential to be the size that they want to be with the correct help.
All right, Liesl, thank you very much. Liesl van der Westhuizen joining us again tomorrow morning.